We have Connor from Nothing But Thieves on the show right now, from Southend. How are you? You good?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. And so what's Southend like to grow up in?
It's flavours, really, of like being miserable and being overly excited in Southend, really. It doesn't really... it offers you a lot of culture, I guess. There's a lot to do. Yeah, it's good fun.
How did you guys meet? How did the band kind of form? Was it when you were quite young? Was it at school, college, or after that?
Yeah, I mean, we were two of us, Joe and myself, were schoolmates. Mm. And then the others were just from the local area, and we just kind of started the band up.
So I imagine that was just like sort of grotty practice room, just getting together, really enjoying it, thinking, actually, this is beginning to feel quite good, and then sort of live shows just growing and growing. Is that kind of how it happened, quite organically like that?
Yeah, kind of. Joe and I were in bands since we were really young, like 12, 13, really. So we've always played live together and always had like the passion for doing it live. And we met our guitarist, Dom, and we started writing songs together, just the three of us, and we spent like 3 years in Dom's garage writing, and it was literally like seeing the same four white walls every day. And we kind of hit a bit of a wall when we needed a break. So we actually luckily we went to America to write with a bunch of producers and stuff, and just kind of get a fresh perspective. And we came back, we pretty much learned how to write a song, which is awesome. The progression was just massive after that. Like every song we wrote, we progressed as writers, and we kind of kept every song, which is awesome. So.
Yeah, definitely. So how did that happen then? How did you get out to America? Were you already kind of in chats with like RCA Victor and stuff like that, the label, or was that a self-funded kind of mission? How did that happen?
It was self-funded, but it was with we have a manager that kind of helped us out in that sense. So it was really great. So we got to fly out there, and we had a few like contacts and stuff, people we knew, just friends really. We like stayed on couches like for 6 weeks, that kind of thing. So yeah, it was all self-funded. Yeah.
Okay, so you've had a few releases already. The reputation of the live show is growing, isn't it? And you are our Great Expectation number two for 2015. So this is where we really put our money where our mouth is. We stream a track from you on our website all day today. And the one you've given us is a demo of a track called Hanging, which I've had a listen to. And it's really interesting when you hear demos from bands, isn't it? These are like the roots, the initial ideas, getting them down. But you've probably already worked on this for quite a while by the time the demo's recorded, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that song actually is really raw. That's pretty much the demo from when we wrote it. So it's kind of cool in a sense that that song's got its place, and we've obviously given it to you guys exclusively. And it's nice because we think it's going to be on our deluxe on the album. So it's probably not going to be on the main album. So it's really great that it's got a place, and we love the track anyway.
Well, let's talk about your vocal a little bit, because it's really strong, isn't it? And it's the kind of the first thing that you hear, I think, when you hear Nothing But Thieves. And I mean, you've got a falsetto, you've got that nailed, haven't you? And you've got the kind of strong kind of baritone as well. So how long have you been singing for?
I've been singing since I was a wee boy, I guess. My dad's always
sung around
the house. I've just been listening to people like Buckley and Chet Baker and all these sort of great singers for years, and I've nailed anything. I just like doing what I do, and I'm passionate about it. So
yeah. Have you seen that DVD of Jeff Buckley live at Cine? It's incredible. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've listened to it constantly. Oh, like most days.
Incredible, isn't it? Get the DVD as well, because the DVD where you can watch him is insane. So good.
I have to.
Right, so what's in the pipeline for this year? What can you tell us? Are we getting the album this year?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a first single out sometime in January. Mm-hmm. The next single. Yeah. It's called Bound on the Music. And the album will be out sort of early summertime, maybe, thinking like June-ish time. Just going to be touring our asses off and just touring and just promoting as much. Really just trying to get our name out there as much as we possibly can. Like, we love gigging, like, more than anything, so it's just... We're just going to be on the road constantly. We're touring the middle of February throughout March as well, so that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just saw that. So that's going to be all around the second single, isn't it, supporting that? So
yeah.
Marvellous. Well, listen, good luck with everything. I'm sure you'll be at loads of festivals this summer. They'll probably all start sort of drip-feeding in over the next few months, I imagine. Your diary will just start looking really hectic. You're like, oh,
hope
God.
So.
No, all good. But thank you very much for the exclusive track. That's really kind of you to stream that with us today. And everyone at XFM, wishing you the best of luck for 2015. Have a fantastic year, and we'll follow your progress, OK?
Thank you very much.